Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you allow us to do and achieve from morning to now, O God. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you give and provide and you strengthen. We thank you for all the answered prayers, all that you enable us to achieve. We thank you for all the workers of the church, the families, the church leaders and the pastors, the congregations, all the worship that is in different places, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your provision, answer prayers, miracles and wonders. We thank you for your protection. We thank you, Lord, for being with us, helping us and guiding us with your will always. And we pray, O God, Lord, that you continue to protect us from this pandemic, and I pray also protection upon all the workers. Don't allow anyone to be forced to be vaccinated in the name of Jesus, O Lord. And we pray in each place that you have put us, O Lord, that your blessing will be bestowed on us. Lord, give us favor from you and from the governor authorities in these places. In the name of Jesus, stretch out your hand and do miracles, O Lord, and reveal yourself to them, and reveal to them that we are your servant. We pray for the prosperity of these places, because you say, pray for the prosperity for the city that I brought you. So when it prosper, you too prosper. Lord, we pray that as they will prosper, we too will prosper. We commit ourselves to evangelize, to spread your word to them. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for all the jobs and the income. O God, the places that you put each and every one of us to work, we pray that we will do all what we can to cultivate the fruit of the Holy Spirit so that the people will see and we will reflect you, Jesus, in our life, O God, that people will know that you are the true God through our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray for continuity of the jobs and salaries for all the brethren and also for all the families, O God, and we pray for the each and every family to shine, that they'll be good example to the families around us, the people around them, that parents will be agreeing with your word and your will and raising their children in the fear of yours. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, for the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon your church, that you will baptize us and refill us once again with the Holy Ghost, to give Holy Spirit baptism to those who have not yet baptized. I pray for the gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongue, gift of healing, gift of faith, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. And we pray also, Lord, gift of pastoring, teaching, exhorting, evangelizing, O God, whatever we need of skills and gifts, O God, that you will provide for your church. Even this today, O God, anoint our worship today, anoint the songs, anoint the giving, anoint the prayers, and anoint the message. Speak to us through your word. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's start and let's worship the Lord.
As we gather in this place today, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. As we lay aside our own desires, sweep across our hearts with holy fire. Have your way. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you. As we offer up our hearts and lives, let them be a living sacrifice. God in everything we say. Have your way. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you.
Speak to us and guide us with your word. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and offering and our best fruits, and let's bring them to the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you for all that you give us. Thank you for all that you have provided for us. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, we worship you, O God. Lord, thank you for the jobs and the incomes and the salaries that you've given to each and every one of us, each and every family and member and worker. Thank you, God, for our brethren who are obedient, who brought to you their first fruit, their tithes and their offering. Look down from heaven, O God, and bless them and pour out so much blessing upon them that they have no place to keep, and rebuke the devourer in their life in the name of Jesus. And Lord, multiply this amount of money and use it, O God, to raise the lost. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue today speaking about faith and deed. Let's open our Bible to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 22, verse 24. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his work, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Lord, thank you for your word. Anoint my lips, O God, and take the message, take your word, and spread it. Let life of your people be changed. Speak to them, speak to us. Give us an instruction and a clear direction of life. We thank you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Faith, as we have spoken, should be accompanied with deeds. Otherwise, it is dead. We will go today and continue through the life of Abraham and find out how his faith in God was accompanied by deeds and actions. Also, Jesus mentioned to the Pharisees who were arguing with him that if they are the children of Abraham, they should be doing the works of Abraham. We can read that in John chapter 8, verse 39. He told them, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If you were Abraham's children, you should do the works of Abraham. Truly, if Abraham is our spiritual father, we need to learn from the life of Abraham the good things that he did to God. Notice also that we need to do works. Abraham, Jesus mentioned, you would do the works of Abraham. So multiple achievements is expected from each and every one of us. To understand the works of Abraham that he did unto God, we need to read the scriptures that will teach us what works Abraham did. We know that in addition to the Old Testament, to the calling of God to Abraham, we can read about it also, the calling of God of Abraham and about his work in the New Testament from the book of Acts. From the sermon of Stephen, we can read about Abraham and how God had called him. Book of Acts chapter 7, let's read from verse 2 to verse 4. And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein he now dwells. So we understand here that God first called Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he moved from Ur and reached Haran. The book of Genesis mentioned that Abraham was called after it mentioned that he reached Haran. We will read now about Haran in Genesis chapter 11. And then we will read about the story of Abraham continue to go to the promised land in Genesis chapter 12. Let's read book of Genesis chapter 11. Let's read it from verse 26 onward. And Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lut. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Iscah. But Sarah was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abraham his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah his daughter-in-law, his son's Abraham's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran, and he dwelt there. And the days of Terah was 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Let's continue now in chapter 12. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, Charan is the same of Haran here. Also, in Acts chapter 7, God called Abraham while he was in Mesopotamia, that is in Ur of the Chaldeans, while here in Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham after he mentioned that he reached Haran. Now, these are important things. What we can understand here, in Genesis 11, mentioned in verse 31, that Terah, the father of Abraham, took Abraham and his wife Sarah and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, the son of Terah. Now, it could be that when he took them and he went to Haran, that it could be that God was calling also Terah with Abraham. That could be true, that God also was calling his father with him. Or there's another possibility. It is that Abraham, who was called by God, was trying to impart the call of God to his father and motivate his father to move toward the direction, to the land, to the new place that God wanted them to move. It mentioned that in the book of Genesis 11, that Haran died, that Terah died in Haran, that's Charan. So he did not move toward the new land that God instructed Abraham to move. So when we read in Genesis 12 that God asked Abraham to get thee out from thy father's house, it might be that, it could be that the father was still alive and there was much struggle for Abraham to leave the culture, the tradition, and the religion and the faith of his father. That's one possibility. Or the struggle was end up when the death of Terah. So there was a struggle, and the struggle was end up when Terah was dead, the father of Abraham, when he was dead. Here Abraham was able to move from Haran to continue to the promised land. Here the words of Abraham that God was expecting from Abraham to do is to leave the culture, the religion, and the practices that contradict God's will and God's plan in our lives. And that's what God would expect from you to do. Tradition is the sinful practices that do not go along the word of God, and God wants us to move away from such sinful practices. Finally, Abraham obeyed God and took his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot with him and the sword that he got in Haran. We read that in Genesis 12, verse 5. And Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their servants that they had gathered and the sword that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came to do the works of Abraham. We need also to motivate our family members and our relatives and whoever around us to follow the plan of God that He revealed to us. Jesus wants us to share His plan of salvation to all the people that we are allowed to meet while we are passing our journey on earth, waiting for Him to come and take us. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8 to 10, we can read, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham obeyed God, and he went out from his place, not knowing where he will go and where God would lead him. Most likely he was stable in his life and living, settled in the house, in a house, and with good facility. But when God called him by faith and obedience, Abraham was willing to leave all the comfort that he was having in Haran for the sake of obeying God. He went out to the new place that the Lord is leading him to sojourn. Notice here that Abraham left living in a settled house as God asked him to leave his father's house and went sojourning, which means moving from a place to place, living in tents. And not only he, but also his son Isaac and his grandson Jacob lived in tents. They suffered in living the style of life that God asked them to live. They were able to live and suffer such because they were looking for a city, as we have read, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. They were looking to live with God forever in a city built by God. And this is for us today, is the New Jerusalem that will come from God. We can read that in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 9 to 11. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talking with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. In the same way, we need to be willing to suffer on earth, willing to leave our comfort zones and the comfortable things, willing to obey God, the Father, the Creator, trusting Him that His plans are better than our plans. Let's come now to the Lord and be willing to dedicate ourselves and start to do the good works that God and His Christ want us to achieve while we are sojourning on earth, waiting for Him to come and take us. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word to us. We magnify you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray for fruit in the life of your church and your people, 30, 60, and 100. I pray, oh God, that you raise up workers to follow you, to do works. I pray for deeds and actions and charity. I pray for new ministries to be planted in the name of Jesus. Use your church and your people to do your work. Thank you for changing us with the example of Abraham. I pray, convict us, and let the Holy Spirit continue to minister to us through this word during the day of the week, during the days of the week, that you will do our assignments well toward you, toward your people, and toward the outsiders, that you will spread your word, you will evangelize. Oh God, take this word of yours and spread it. Make it reach your people, the families, the congregations of the church, and everyone who are in need of this word of yours. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm, and that you will not feel pain. Oh God, I pray for protection upon us. Protect us from the evil one. I pray for provision, that we'll be well provided. Oh God, that we will lack nothing. Even if we live in tents, we will lack no good things, because you promise those who seek the Lord will have no good things. I pray for a new Bible studies to be planted, new congregations, in new cities, in new countries, in new nations, in new continent to be reached out. Oh God, hear our prayer. We trust you, Lord. You will fulfill what you said and what you promised us, as you are leading us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.